So the mission says, "Mevin etzim asadeh." So a person could bring some wood from the field. Mina mechunas, if something is, if it's already gathered together from erev yontif, you set it aside, you made it into a pile, and that's when it's in the field. If it's in the field, it has to be gathered together. Mina karpif, if it's in a place that is already protected, it's an area that is surrounded by a fence, then afil mina mefuza, even if it's dispersed, it's spread out, you're allowed to collect it. So again, mina sadeh, if it's in the field, which is not an area that's protected, it has to be in a pile for the wood not to be muksa. If it's in a karpif, an enclosed yard, and even if it's dispersed, you're allowed to use it because it's not considered muksa.
It doesn't say from the sadeh it must be gathered. Maybe it's in mina sadeh.
No, but it's all one statement.
Oh, it's a one statement.
Umina karpef afil mina mefuzar. And ezu karpef, what's considered karpef? Kol shesamech l'ir divei Rabbi Yehuda. And any area that is adjacent next to the city, Rashi said mamish next to the city. The city is here, and touching it is the karpef. It's mamish touching the city.
Like a lumber place.
But it's a lumber place, I guess so, but it has to be connected to the city enclosed. Right, I guess a lumber place. If it's connected to the city, so then that's going to be considered karpef. And even if it's dispersed in its mefuzar, that's not going to be muksa. Rabbi Yossi Omer, kol shenichnasin lo b'poseches, afil b'soch tchum Shabbos. So he says something different. Anything that's got, that's enters in b'poseches. What does a poseches mean?
The mafteh.
With a key. Mafteh, poseches is a mafteh?
Whatever you can open.
So anything that's closed,
any place that, you can open.
That you need a key, that it's opening. So that area,
afil b'tchum
Shabbos. Right, even if it's in tchum Shabbos, even though it's far away, it's 2,000 amah away, but as long as you need a key, it's some protected, so we consider that you had that in mind. It's not muksa, because it's not muksa, since I need a key to get there, I probably had that in mind. Yeah. It's protected. It's not just a hefker. Okay, so Gemara is going to explain. It's a little bit confusing now. The Gemara says, Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel. Ein mevin etzim ela mina mechunasim sheba karfif. You're only allowed to gather in wood that's in a karfif, that's mechunasim, that's already gathered together in a pile. So that's against our Mishnah. Our Mishnah says, Our Mishnah said, if it's in a karpef, this enclosed area, it does not need to be mechunas. It doesn't have to be gathered, it could be dispersed. So this opinion of Shmuel goes against our Mishnah. Shmuel can't go against the Mishnah. So the Gemara says, Masnisin yichidehi. Our Mishnah is a das yachid. It's a machlokas tanaim. What's our, who's our Mishnah going like? The Tani, the Braisa teaches us, Amar Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar. Lo nechleku beishamai ubeisilel. They don't argue. Al mufuzarim shebesados. That if it's in the field and spread out, she'ein mevin. That you certainly can't bring. If it's in a field, a large field, and the wood is dispersed throughout, that's certainly not muchan. That's muksa. They all agree on that. V'al hamuchunasim shebekarfef. And if it's gathered together in a karpef, she'mevin. That you're allowed to. That's clearly not muksa. It's in a place that's enclosed. And I made a pile. I clearly had that was prepared. What do they argue about? If it's dispersed in an enclosed area, and it's piled together, but in an open area. Those two cases they argue on. You can't bring it. That's considered muksa. You may bring it. So we see this case, according to Beis Hillel, that if it's in the karfef, mefuzar in the karfef, then Beis Hillel permits you to mevi it. That's our Mishnah. Shmuel goes according to another Tana out there who thinks, no, in a karpef it has to be mechunas. So again, then the machlokas is as follows, lemaisa, when it's in a karpef, does it need to be mechunas or could even be mefuzar? And that's our mission. Then the Gemara says, Amar Rava, ale kanim, leaves of a kanim are what reeds, vale gefanim and grape leaves, afagab de mechan felehu, even though you may have piled them together, mechan, if you gather them together, umosve, and you place it down in a pile, kevan di madle zika, if a wind came and blew it, mivader lehu, kemufuzarim damim. It would spread it out, we consider it mefuzar. Since the leaves are light.
Vasur.
Well, no, because it's muksa.
It says vasurim.
Asurim, exactly. Asurim, because muksa, right. Okay. Now, the reason is because if I make a pile of leaves, they don't have this in Israel, but in New York in the fall time, so they have all the leaves fall down. You have these piles of leaves. Yeah. You don't have this in Israel, right? No. You have piles of leaves right before the winter comes. And if wind comes, wind can blow the whole thing all over. So if I make a whole pile of grape leaves, which is good firewood, and it's not enough to make it a pile because the wind could come blow it away. That's considered mefuzar, since it's very likely it's going to be spread out. However, v'i asnech mana mi'esmolein, if I place the kli on top of it to keep it from blowing away, then shabradami, that is considered mukzah because it won't fall away. So one side point, Tosos on the top, Tosos asks the top line, a very short Tosos, Tosos dibra maschil min ha-karpef afil min ha-mefuzer, he asks, Tema, ha-havi ma'amer dehu av melacha. So how could you collect, if you have wood that's dispersed throughout, how are you allowed to collect that? There's an av melacha called ma'amer. Ma'amer means you gather things together in the field. You make a pile of things that's asur midiraisa. How could you collect the wood together that's all spread out? How could you make a pile?
So,
in a karpef, right.
Close.
Exactly. But if it's spread out, I'm not allowed to make piles on Shabbos. Says Tosfos, Yesh Lomar, Delo Shayach Imor, El B'makum Shegedilim Sham. It's only an Isser if it's the place where it grew. It has to be the place where it grew. But if it's not where it grew, you cut down the trees and then they spread out, that's not the initial place. It's only when you cut off some wheat and then make a pile. Exactly. Right. Okay. So let's get back to the Gemara now. We're halfway down. The Gemara says, Ezehu Karpef v'chulei. What's an example of a karpef? So the Mishnah said, according to Rabbi Yehuda, karpef was anything next to a city. And Rabbi Yossi said anything that was within 2,000 amos that you require posachas, a cleaves, a key. So the Gemara says, Ibailu, asks the following question. Heichi kamar, what exactly, how do you read the Mishnah? Do you read it as kol shesamach le'ir, anything next to the city, v'hu de'islei posachas, and it also requires a key? That's according to Rabbi Yehuda. The Asir Rabbi Yossi, the main man, Rabbi Yossi comes to say, "Kevin de Isle Posachas v'afil besochat chum Shabbos nami." No. He says, if it has a key, even 2,000 amos away, meaning both opinions of the Mishnah require a key. Only question is how far do you have to go? Rabbi Yehuda thinks only next to the city. Rabbi Yossi allows you to go even further than the city, 2,000 amos. Oh, Dilma, or perhaps the Mishnah is read as follows: Halchi Kamar. If it's next to the city, and Rabbi Huda says you don't need a key at all. It just has to be next to the city. Rabbi Yossi, the main, Rabbi Yossi comes to teach us, even you go further away, even 2,000 amos away, you're allowed to get it. However, dafka de islay posachas, only if it has a key. But if it doesn't have a key, even next to the city, not. So again, the first case, they both require a key. Question is how far you're allowed to go. Second case is they're completely the opposite. Rabbi Huda requires a key, Rabbi Huda requires next to the city, but not a key, and Rabbi Yossi requires a key, I don't care how far. So says the Gemara, Tashma, Midigasani Rabbi Yossi, the fact that Rabbi Yossi teaches us, Omer, Kol Shenechnasim Lo Beposachas, anything that has a key, Ve'afilu Besochat Tchum, and he says, plus, also within the Tchum Shabbos, Shma mina, Rabbi Yossi tarti l'kule kamar. He teaches me two kulas shma mina. Which two kulas? He actually says he says none of the options above. He says you can either have a key, 2,000 amos away. No, how does he say this again? Let's see. He says if it's next to the city, he agrees that without a key, he agrees to Rabbi Yehuda. I agree to what you said, Rabbi Yehuda. I'm adding on, and also, if there's a key, even if it's far away, with 2,000 amos, that's also permitted. He says two kulas.
That's what he's saying.
That's what he's saying.
That's the question. That's what he's saying.
Oh, that's the question? I think no, that's the answer, I think.
No, because you can understand the Mishnah in many ways. You can understand that Rabbi Yossi is not referring dafka to kalkaf, rather to any place that you need a key. You can refer that he adds onto Rabbi Yehuda, meaning that plus a key, a plus and can be tuta. You can understand it three, four ways.
Right. So the Gemara concludes the way is the most lenient approach, that he agrees to Rabbi Yehuda if it's a karpef next to the city works, and he also agrees you could go 2,000 amos away also even if there's a key to get into it.
So, but if it's closed, no key.
If it's closed, no. If it's closed, only next to the city.
Yeah.
Only next to the city.
Yeah.
Okay. So then the Gemara says, Rabbi Yossi, Amar Rav Sala. Exactly. Only with a key, though. Okay. Then the Gemara finally says, Amar Rav Sala, Amar Rabbi Yirmiya, Halacha Rabbi Yossi Lahaka. We pass on Rabbi Yossi Lakula. That's how we pass him. Says the new Mishnah. You can't chop wood. Lomina Karos. You can't use beams. Special beams that were set aside for building a house, let's say. Well, let's say a beam of your house from the rafters broke on Shabbos, Yantif, you can't cut from that either because that's considered muksa. Again, minakora is muksa the beams because I don't have a mind to use that as firewood. I go to Home Depot to buy these big 2x4s. I want to use it to build my house. So that's not, I don't have the mind to use that for firewood.
I think you should do it in Hebrew.
In Hebrew? Yeah.
You should practice, yeah.
Yeah. Right, so you can't, and when you do, and you also can't cut using a kardum, which is a type of axe, I think. And then.
Yesterday with the kofitz, with the weight.
Yeah, the other day by the kofitz, right? And then you can't use a magrera, or what's a magrera? That's a saw?
Megira. Bim gara. Bim gira. Masor, yeah, saw.
And saw. Okay. And then velo bimagel, and you can't use, that's a, how do you say?
Magalze,
yeah, exactly. A sickle, I think it's a sickle. Yeah, okay. Ella bakofitz. You can only use a kofitz, a type of knife, to cut the wood. Okay, so the Mishnah, the Gemara says, wait a second. Ha amis reisha ein mevakin klal? We said you can't cut. By the way, don't use it. Just you can't cut at all. It's a stira. Why'd you tell me use this, but not use this? You can't use anything. You're not allowed to cut on yantif. So says the Gemara. Amar of Yehuda, Amar Shmuel, chasur mechsa. There's something missing in the Mishnah. What was missing? Hachi katani ein mevakin minasoar shakaros. You can't use the soar shakaros. Which is Rashi says lying down on the ground of a binyan. You start laying all these beams ready to be used. You can't cut from those. Exactly, muksa. I want to use it for my binyan. I don't want to use it to my ish. So velo mina korash and ishbro biyamtuf, and you can't use it if a beam cracked in yamtuf, which no longer could be used for my house, but it's broken. That's also muksa because only now is it able to use. But erev yamtuf, it wasn't mukhan erev yamtuf. That's also disqualified. Aval, but you are allowed to be mevakin minak koresh and ishbra be'erev yamtiv. If it broke erev yamtiv, which is now mucha and erev yamtiv, that is permitted to be cut and chopped on yamtiv. However, and when uchshem mevakin, when you chop the wood that you're allowed to be chopping, then you say ein mevakin lo bekardim lo bemagev lo bemagera el bekofitz. Then only kofitz.
How can you chop the wood with a butcher knife?
I don't know. Yeah. Yeah, it's probably not easy to do that. Only that really works is an axe or a saw.
Yeah, axe, that's what it's called.
Yeah.
Magel. Yeah.
Even magel, a sickle is probably hard also to cut
wood.
Yeah,
no, sickle, no good.
I'm not sure. In practice, I'm not sure. Nothing more. It says, Tani Nami Hochi, there's a bryce that says the same thing. Ein mevakin etim lo mina soar shal karos lo mina korosh and nishpra b'yomtef lefish ein mina mukhan. Okay, exactly what we said. Lo ber kardim, says the Gemara. Not kardim. Amar rev chinin and bar shalmi a mishmei derav. Lo shanu ela b'nekeva shalo. This only refers to the nekevas, the female part of the saws and stuff. So Rashi explains where the head of it, where it's very sharp. Aval b'zicho shalo, the male part, mutter. So I'm not sure exactly the different parts of it, what it's referring to.
He has two heads.
Uh-huh.
He has two heads. One is a female, one is a male side. So you're using to some many sides, mutar. Bazachrut shelo.
Okay.
Bazachrut shelo. Bazachrut. Shon zachar.
Right.
That's a marav chininu v'yashlam v'shmei derav.
Hey, Rashi wants to talk about the wide part, wants to talk about the short part of the... Again, I don't have a picture.
Probably the long is the female, the short is the male.
Right, okay. Says the Gemara, Pshita, it seems obvious, okay? Not obvious to them, not to me, I don't exactly know the Metzias, but Pshita, says the Gemara, the Kofitz Tanan, the Mishnah says the Kofitz, the butcher knife, and the Kofitz Rashi says Kulo Zachar, so it's all male. So says the Gemara, Mal the same, honey, me the Kofitz Lechudei, the Mishnah says Kofitz, it only means only use a butcher knife, you can't use any other item, even the Zachar's of another type of utensil. But maybe by the axe, since one side's aser, then the nekevah side's aser, also the zichos side should be aser. Kamashman comes to teach me, don't know, that only the nekevah side's aser of these types of utensils, but the female, the male side is permitted.
Why?
because it's, I guess, it must be duller. It's not the normal way. I think actually it's not kliuman. It's not the normal way to cut. It's already a shinoi. So once it's a shinoi, then it's permitted. Now, if ikad masni lahu, there are others, others taught it on the Mishnah, the safe for the Mishnah, which said, elaba kofitz, you're only allowed to use the butcher knife. And on that says, amar of chinin bar shalma mishmei dirava, lo shenu elaba zircha shalom. Only the zirchas, the male part of the butcher knife, can be used. But the female side of the butcher knife may not be used. Pshita, the Gemara says, that's pretty obvious. But lo b'kardim tanan, the Mishnah says, only you can't use a kardim. So, mild the same, but no, you would have thought, honey, me, the kardim, only a kardim you can't use, only an axe you couldn't use. How about kofitz, the kardim, aim amiko, the high gisa, v'nami shari. But you, by butcher knife, since one side is permitted, the zichah side, zachah side is permitted, maybe the nekeva side should also be permitted. Kamashimla, no, only the zachah side permitted, not the nekeva side.
We're almost done.
Almost done.
We have 20 minutes. So oh, slow
beautiful.
Down.
So, I don't know the metzias. I wish I knew the metzias better here, but, about Zachos versus the Nekevos. But, okay. Now, look at Tosus for a second. See Tosus, Dibra Maskel, Aval Kardum, V'kofitz?
Yeah.
He says, Kardum V'kofitz made the high Gisa Shari, high Gisa Shnami Shari. So, Pirushu V'Tosus, De'ein Anu B'kin V'kardum, Heach Heinasin, L'chach Yesh Lanu Lesser L'vaker Eitzim Rak B'yad. We don't know the Matzias. Like, I have no idea what we're talking about here. There's no pictures in my Masifta here. Tosus doesn't know what they're talking about. We're not expected to know what we're talking about. Therefore, the only way to break wood on Yontif is to break it with your hand and snap the pieces, and then you can use it for firewood, but any type of utensil, any knife, any saw, apparently you're not allowed to use, according to Tosfos. Maybe just a butcher knife, maybe that would be permitted. Maybe.
Okay.
Fine. Says the new Mishnah, Baishu Mali Peros, I have a house packed with fruit, from the floor to the ceiling, filled with fruit. Happens over Yontif. Nifchas, the top of the house, the storage house, cracks, opens up now. Notam imakum hapchas, you're allowed to take from the area that cracked open. Even though it might be muksa. So Gemara said, Mishnah says further, you could not only take from the crack, but you could open up the bias, break open the bias, or let's say a box of food, I could open the box of food on Yontif, and that's permitted.
What's the case again?
So the case is, I have a whole house of fruit, a storage house of fruit.
A barn,
let's say, it was packed to the top. And it's probably lower than a barn, smaller than a barn. It's called probably this high, let's say, a storage house in my backyard. And somehow the top of it gets cracked open on its own. The wind come, breaks something. I'm allowed to take the fruit from the top. Even though that would be muksa, because I didn't have in mind that cracking open, still you're allowed to. Rabbi Huda says more than that. Rabbi Huda says I could actually, if I want, break open the house if I need. Remeir, right. He says you could break open the house if you wanted to eat it because it's ochel nefesh. And he says since the, you don't, Rashi, look at Rashi. No tell me makum hapchas. See Rashi there on the Mishnah? He says, "Lo amina muksan machmas iser." We don't say it's muksa. Dain yachol lefachso biyamtuf, and you can't open it on Yontif. He saw so iser deraisa. The opening is not an iser deraisa to open up the house. Kidemok mina la. If the Gemara is going to explain later on, we'll leave in that. Therefore, it's not considered the ochel nefesh is going to override the iser derban of muksa. Fine. And again, Rabbi Meir says that not only that, but you could even lichanchila open up the house to take the food. Says the Gemara, am I? Why are you allowed to open up the house to get the food? You're breaking the ohel. When you have this ceiling of the house, it's an ohel, it's a tent, and you can't break it. So, sir, it's a deraisa. Says the Gemara, amar rav nechumi barada amar shmuel ba'avira de livne. We're talking about avira de livne, which are rocks that are just lined up on top of each other, but they're not cemented together. It's not really a binyan. They were never fashioned together. Just lying, it's like building blocks. Yeah. Build blocks and you knock them over. So the same thing. It wasn't a binyan. Only if there's a binyan is there soser.
So why are you putting food in such a place?
I don't know. Says the Gemara, Ain, is that really true? There's no soser when it comes to blocks that are put together without cement? Rav Nachman says, Hani livne di aiser mibinyana, you have leftover bricks from a building, shari l'tiltulune b'shabasa, you're allowed to move it on Shabbos, it's not muksa, hol v'chazal l'mizga, because you could use these bricks to lie down on. They used to use bricks to lie down, I'm not sure, they used to like lie them down in, like, as a pillow or as a mattress outside. So the bricks had a function. This, Gemara speaks about this a lot.
To sleep is,
what?
It's a good mattress problem.
Doesn't seem so comfortable, but Gemara says, but if you do sharginu, if you pile them up on top of each other, then vade aksinu, that's certainly muksa. Because you don't have a mind to use it. You have a pile set aside to use it later on for building, let's say. So here, Joseph, if I built a whole house, I did have a mind to lie down on it. I had a mind for it to be a part of the binyan. So you see, even though it's not cemented together, it could still be considered muksa. Says the Gemara, Amar Zera, B'yom Tov Amru. Avalo b'Shabbos. That is referring to Yom Tov, but not on Shabbos. Meaning, Rav Meir only permitted you to do this on Yom Tov because Simchas Yom Tov is permitted because of Ochel Nefesh. On Shabbos, there's no Ochel Nefesh, then we say it's muksa. So again, if you have a pile of bricks, on Shabbos it's aser, it's muksa. On Yom Tov, you're right, it is muksa, because Simchas Yom Tov, it could be doche, the muksa aspect of things. And Tani Nami Hochi, the Brisa says the same idea in the Gemara. Rabbi Meir Omer, Af Poches Lechachila, you're allowed to Lechachila, open up, take down the bricks, Uvenotil, B'Yom Tov Amru Avalot B'Shabbos. Only Yom Tov is it permitted because of the Simchas Yom Tov. Hey, going right to now. Says the Gemara, Amar Shmuel. Shmuel says, Chosmos Shebekarka, Matir Avalo. So the on the ground, they used to have these little cellars underneath the ground. So they had a little door, and Chosmos is just the door, I think, to cover it up. And they used to tie it with ropes. So says the Mishnah, the Gemara rather, Chosmos Shebekarka, Matir, you're allowed to untie the ropes closing together these doors on the ground. But what you cannot do is you can't break the rope. And you can't rip the rope. And mafkia, I think, is to unwind the rope. Is that what mafkia means?
Mafkia, lefarek et hachevel.
Right, I think to unwind it. To unwind.
Or cut it.
Right, or chotech is to cut. Mafkia is to like unravel the rope. That you cannot do. However, shebekelim matir, when it comes to a rope that's on a kli, not attached to the ground, then you could be matir, you could untie it, you could be mafkia, you can unravel the rope, and v'chotech, you can cut it. And the reason being is because we say, ein binyan v'stir l'kelim. When it comes to the ground, which attached to the ground, there's building and there's sosir, binyan and stir apply. So by me breaking the rope, that's being sosir, the binyan of the karka. If it's a kli that moves, we say there's no such thing as building a movable object. There's no such thing as destroying a movable object. That's not considered a binyan. So that's why you're allowed to break it when it comes to a kli. Zach the Gemara now. Echad Shabbos v'echad Yom Tov. Whether or not this is on Shabbos, whether or not this is talking about Yom Tov, both situations are permitted. Okay. So asks the Gemara, on Shabbos, if it's in the ground, you can untie the door in the ground. But Yom Tov, not only could you untie it, but you also break the rope that's on the ground. Above, we said, the lacha was, even on Yom Tov, you're only allowed to untie the door attached to the ground, but you can't mafkia, you can't be chotech. This Brisa says, you can be chotech, you can be mafkia, even on Yom Tov. That's the stira. So answers the Gemara, Hamani, who's the author of the Mishnah, or the Brisa rather, Rabbi Meir. It's according to Rabbi Meir, the Amar, Af Poseach Lechachila Venotel. It's according to our Mishnah's Rabbi Meir, because you are Lechachila allowed to break things on Yom Tov for Simchas Yom Tov. So he's the one who says, even if it's on the ground, you can break the rope, you can unravel the rope, you can do whatever you need to do to break the rope to get to the food that's in the cellar. Okay, says the Gemara, we'll go a little further. Says the Gemara, Upligi Rabbanan Allah, and the Rabbanan argue on Rav Meir, the Rabbanan of our Mishnah say, you cannot break the house. If the house broke on its own, you're allowed to, but to break it, l'chachila, they don't allow that. And we hold like the Rabbanan, that's why we say, on Yom Tov, you could only untie it, but you can't break it. Says the Gemara, Mi Pligi Rabbanan Allah, Bechos Mas Shemakarka. Do the Rabbanan really argue when it comes to the doors on the cellar on the ground, the Talsalas Bekarka? Do they really argue? Doesn't the Brisa teach us otherwise? Modim chachamim li Rabbi Meir v'cholos mo shavakarka shavashavas matir v'lamaki lochotech v'yomtiv. L'chodech. Right? Chum agreed to write Meir that on Shabbos you can only untie them, but you can't break them. But they agree, B'yom tov matir u'mafgir v'chodech. But they agree in this brayso that you can break the ropes on the delas that's on the karka. So they agree. They don't argue. Sound like they agree to it. Yeah, that's the question of the Gemara. The Gemara says, no. And it's a little bit confusing, I know. Hu d'amar ki hai tana. He holds like the following tana. The Tanya, the Braisa teaches us. Chosmos shebekarka matir. Avalo mafkiye v'lo chotech. Echad Shabbos v'echad yamtif. So they hold like the Braisa that says, right, even on yamtif, you're only allowed to untie, but you cannot break it.
Okay.
And shebekli, the Shabbos matir, avalo mafkiye v'lo chotech. B'yomtuf, matir mafkiye v'chodech. Fine. The Gemara says, if we go a little further?
Yeah.
Why not? The Gemara says, Tirtas l'cha reisha, you explain the reisha above about the doors on the ground. But ela seifa kasha, they seifa still kasha because they're seifa. Look at Rashi. Rashi will explain the seifa to us. 1, 2, 3, 4 lines from the top. Seifa kasha. Damar Shmuel, Shmuel said, shel kelim afilu b'shabes matir mafkiye v'chodech. The high tana, the brayso we just brought says tani shokelim b'shabes matir v'lo lomachilom b'chotech. So before we permitted everything when it came to kli on Shabbos, you could do anything you want. Now we're saying a kli on Shabbos, you could only be matir, but you can't do mafkia. So we explain the case of the karka. Karka, we figured out karka. What about kelim? There's still a seer in the kelim. So the answer is the Gemara Hamani Rabbi Nechemia. This is according to Rabbi Nechemia. Damar kol kelim ein nitlin eladerch tashmishin. That kelim are only taken for the purposes of the way it's normally used. So I don't want to get too ahead into this daf here.
Okay.
So just the idea is, so I'll just explain this Rabbi Nechemia point. In terms, there are two halachas. There's a halacha of binin and stira, and there's a halacha of muksa. In terms of binin and stira, everybody agrees you're allowed to break it on yantif. Even the kelim, you could break everything you want. Because there's no binyan, there's no seer for kelim. But there's another problem of muksa. According to Rabbi Nechemia, muksa applies whenever you use an object not for its purpose, that's considered muksa. So for me to break the rope, unravel it, that's not the normal way. To untie the rope, that's the normal way. So you're allowed to untie it from the halachas of muksa, but you can't break it. So that's from a different perspective. Should we go further? Should we keep going? Should we go to the Mishnah? Let's go to the Mishnah. We're here. Let's go. We'll go through it quickly. So says the Gemara, E Rabbi Nechemia, if it's really according to Rabbi Nechemia, who only allows you to use a kli for its ultimate purpose, my ear Yeshabbos, why only in Shabbos? I feel be yomtiv. Even in yomtiv, you shouldn't be able to be mafkia the kelim. He says you can. V'chi tema shani Rabbi Nechemia. May Rabbi Nechemia distinguishes, he makes a difference bein shavus Shabbos l'shus yomtiv. Maybe there's a difference. Gemara says, "Mishanyala." Does he really make such a distinction? Does he really make a difference? V'hatani, the brayso teaches Tani Chad, the one brayso teaches me, "Masikin bekelim ve'masikin b'shivir kelim." You could use kelim for fire, but you can't use broken kelim. And a Tani Idach, another brayso tells me, "Masikin bein bekelim bein b'shivir kelim." You could use anything, even broken kelim, you could use for firewood. V'tani Idach, a third brayso, "Ein masikin lo bekelim lo b'shivir kelim." You can't use any kelim. So three-way machlokas. How do we reconcile the three-way machlokas? Mishan, the Gemara says, Lo kasha, ha Rabbi Huda, ha Rabbi Shimon, ha Rabbi Nechemia. So we say one to corner Rabbi Huda who holds a muksa, one to Rabbi Shimon who does not hold a muksa, and one to Rabbi Nechemia who holds a muksa, but even more machmir than Rabbi Huda, that muksa exists, but only for the purpose of the kli. Since kelim is not made for fire, you can't use kelim for fire on yantif. So we see here, therefore, this is talking about a case of. So even on Yom Tov, Rabbi Nechemia holds a muksa. So Rabbi Nechemia holds a muksa, even on Yom Tov, how before was he able to distinguish that Yom Tov is more mekel than that of Shabbos, answers the Gemara, Trey Tana of Liva the Rabbi Nechemia. There are two opinions of Rabbi Nechemia. One opinion thinks he thinks Yom Tov is equal to Shabbos, that's the one we just brought, and the Bryce earlier thinks that Yom Tov is more mekel than Shabbos. Okay, and then we'll stop there. Okay, a little bit confusing in Gemara, a little bit technical, but...